Hi guys, it's that time again, Seven the Ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty.
I'm Dizzle J.
And I'm Nubby the Amazing Turtle.
And I am the 119 day reigning, defending LIM champion Pac-Man.
Okay, up until that, I thought
for the Monday. Well, this is the pay-per-view show.
And I really thought we were going to fuck this up because I was waiting for you, Jay. I was really waiting for you, but I was going to say something first.
That was my biggest thing.
Like, who was you on first?
I was wondering who was going to go next after me.
I'll let you do it.
It was all solid except fucking Pac-Man once again had to be Pac-Man. And, there we go.
When you're the champ, you got to show off the gold, baby.
Champ for what?
Not only
drinking.
Not only is that not the color of gold, it's also plastic.
160 ounces of plastic, which Travis, solid, might steal that.
I can smoke 160 ounces.
There we go, Mitsu. How can you steal something when I gave you the idea to do it?
Well, you know, you said it on the show before I was able to say it, so therefore, technically.
Well, that's because I show up.
Yeah. I went to Monday Night Raw.
You did.
I did.
And then you sent me a bunch of fucking, like, photos from what I'm assuming came from a flip phone, because I don't know what phone out there nowadays is sending blurry fucking pictures.
My signal was bad.
It's a camera.
More pictures from Monday Night Raw that I could watch on TV than from the Mr. Bill Classic that I couldn't attend. So
that is true.
Oh, hell spells. All right, well, we're here. This is the first time we've all been together. We'll see how that goes. I don't know why I have this in front of me right now. Okay. Guys, this episode is brought to you by CardComics.com. Discount shit, FreakNet, 10%.
Brilliant. Well done. Best plug we've ever done. We should get a raise in sponsorship from that.
I don't know what it is, but I hate you more this morning than I've ever hated you. And I just don't know why.
Because Mondays at work are so horse shit, you come and deal with him. It's like, I guess I can deal with
him. It's just.
Dude, and then you're more fresh.
Or it's too early for this shit.
Just see, that's the thing, man. It's not like I've done live streams at 9 a.m. I've recorded podcasts with Joe at 8 a.m. like every Saturday. I've done the 9:30s with it's something about Pac-Man. I don't know if it's the new lighting in a different location or what, but it's something about it that makes me go stupid.
Might be that little spot where my mustache doesn't grow. That's my theory, honestly.
You got the reverse Hitler.
Yeah.
You said what I was thinking.
Thanks. Jesus Christ. Okay, so for those of you know, Dizzle Jake came back this year. You okay there?
Yeah, sorry. Is there a mute button? Oh, shit.
What the fuck are you doing? What the hell is going on right now?
I'm just touching shit. Hello?
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, I'm not touching shit no more. My hands in my pockets.
Nothing happened over here. So
over here, my screen went blank.
I don't know what to do with my life anymore. Okay.
Okay.
So for those of you guys know, Dizzle J came back this year because me and Dizzle J were talking about televised wrestling, AEW and shit like that. That way me, Nubby, Pac-Man can still focus on independent wrestling. This episode is going to cover WrestleMania, WrestleMania weekend, and all that shit. And Dizzle J came up with the idea or suggestion that Nubby and Pac-Man should be a part of this because it is a big event in wrestling and obviously being claimed as the biggest WrestleMania in history, which I think they've done there for like the last three since the pandemic or whatever. Nubby and Pac-Man decided to join us. So thank you guys. I appreciate you guys coming on, obviously this Saturday morning and doing this with us. And, we're going to be able to cover the results and everything of, cover the predictions of WrestleMania as well as NXT Stand and Deliver. We'll go over the Hall of Fame and I don't know whatever wrestling shit that's coming up that we also want to talk about. So, I don't even know where to begin. Honestly, I am so brain fogged at the moment right now. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing.
You're doing good is what you're doing.
For the fact that I want to restart all this, I know we're not going to because I just want to get through it. I am so brain fogged right now and I just don't know why. So unless I fucking die on camera right now, I don't know if this is going to be entertaining as shit. If I hemorrhage right now and just fucking keel over, somebody stop the recording and find a way to release it onto Facebook or onto YouTube because it has to fucking happen.
Hey, look. WWE went on with the show and Owen died, so...
No, that's true, yeah.
Hey, the show must go on, brother.
It does, yeah.
And I don't know how to stop it, so...
Well, you just press stop recording at the top there.
No, yeah, whatever.
Wait, am I the only one who gets a stop recording button up there? Do you all see that?
I get one.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm not supposed to let you guys know that I'm recording you, but fuck it. All right, where do you guys want to begin? What do you guys want to do? What where are we right now? I need help here because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
So it's leading into the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, let's start with Pac-Man. You went to fucking Raw on Monday. Talk to us about Raw.
That I did. I would say, so I also was at Survivor Series, and I would say between those two shows of all the WWE shows. I'm getting somewhere with that.
No. Talk to me about fucking Raw. I don't give a shit about what happened last November.
I was doing a comparison to lead into the rest of what I was saying.
No. What does Survivor Series have to do with WrestleMania?
Survivor Series leading into Raw, comparing the two crowds, just saying that generally speaking, I've never seen
what does the crowd have to do with WrestleMania?
Crowd's got to go to WrestleMania. How do you think they got 92,000?
What the fuck does that have to do with the stories leading into WrestleMania?
Oh, speaking of stories leading into WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes.
Let me ask. You're comparing the crowds to Raw from the last time you were in at the Allstate?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Crowds were really into it. Like, that's my point. Wrestling's very hot now.
I don't care about that. Tell me what happened at fucking Raw that's relatable to WrestleMania. I don't care about the fans. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I thought that was clear when I talked about you last year.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah!
God damn it.
So, not gonna lie, I freaked the hell out when The Rock came out. He wasn't even advertised, came out, talked to Cody, whispered something in Cody's ear. Nobody was saying anything. And then, next thing we know, at the end of the show, after the main event, Cody gets jumped backstage by The Rock and whipped with the belt, his blood all over it. And The Rock just kept promising to give it to Mama Rhodes.
Yeah, did anyone ever figure out what he whispered? Is that ever established? Like somebody like lip reading it online, or
I don't think so.
Even when they interviewed Cody, he said he'd rather not say or something like that, or couldn't say.
Yeah, it's something he'd rather not repeat, but it's something he can't deliver on or something like that. I'm guessing maybe it has to do something with the belt. But I thought it was pretty cool. Like you said, I mean, like, everyone's so used to The Rock coming out and, you know, cutting all these promos on people and doing all this shit. And I think it's pretty cool that, like, it's the exact opposite of what happened. He just whispers some shit and just fucking walks away. The ending with Jay versus Nakamura, I think the way they set everything up on that was pretty cool. Obviously with Cody and Seth coming out to rescue or protect Jay from Jimmy and Solo, and ultimately Drew McIntyre taking over and attacking attacking Seth. Did anyone think that Drew was going to mention Vince when CM Punk asked him who made him the chosen one?
I was waiting for it, but then I had read just what, like yesterday or the day before, that Vince McMahon's name is illegal on WWE program.
He's been Chris Benoit.
Don't blame him.
Yeah. It's a shitty situation.
Yeah. SmackDown, who watched that? DJ, I know you didn't, but you're the one of you who watched SmackDown last night?
I didn't get a chance to, no.
I didn't either.
No, I did. All right, we'll move on.
Wait, how was the crowd?
I don't know. They sat in their seats, cheered, they booed.
Well, then Cargill, I know Cargill came on last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, she officially signed with SmackDown.
What else happened?
I don't remember. Dude, that was fucking yesterday. I'm probably going to have to fucking Quentin Tarantino this and work for my way back. Bianca Belair faced Dakota Kai in the main event. Naomi came out to rescue the jump in from Damage Control. Bayley and Io were not there. It was just the three of Damage Control. Cargo came out and rescued Bianca and Naomi. So that's how it went out. That's how the show ended. AJ Styles got attacked by LA Knight, who was dressed as a security guard. Those British guys are moving on to WrestleMania. Catch something. I forgot what they're called. But Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates, the new Catch crew, whatever the hell they're calling themselves.
Yeah.
They advanced. Who the hell beat Street Profits? Street Profits lost. They didn't advance whoever they faced. They're advancing. I think it was Waller and,
Theory. Yeah.
Theory. Yeah. So they advanced. what else fucking happened? They replayed Raw. Raw was definitely better than SmackDown, I will tell you. I will say that. There was a lot more action on Raw than there was on SmackDown. Rey Mysterio and the newest member of the LWO Dragon League are going to take on Dominic Mysterio and Escobar at WrestleMania. So that's going to happen. I don't think anything else really happened outside of that. I don't know. If you guys watch it, you know, let me know if I have something changed, because I already deleted it off my fucking DVR after I watched it. But nothing too exciting. Roman wasn't there, Rock wasn't there, Cody wasn't there, Seth wasn't there. So not as eventful as Raw, but I don't know. I still think that beatdown at Raw should have happened this coming week. You know, at least on Monday or Friday.
Yeah, I think they blew their load on it too early.
Yeah, it's just, well, the thing is, like, you know, if you do something that early, you know, there should be continuous build-up to it, but nothing. All they did on SmackDown was, you know, just replay what happened. And I think Paul Heyman said something about The Rock's attack on Drew was a direct order from the Tribal Chief. I think that was the only thing that was mentioned in relation to that on SmackDown. So...
Mm-hmm. This makes you wonder what else they're going to do, because what do we got? Monday night and Friday night before WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to either completely remove them or step it up and do something even bigger.
Yeah, and what can they do to top all that?
The fuck if I know.
the only thing I can see the reason why they did it early is because now you need Cody, who got beat down, like, bad, needs a week to recover. The only way they can really play this off is if they don't have him on TV at all.
Yeah, but they will. They got to have him there on Monday. I mean, even if they say he's not going to be there, he's probably going to end up being there.
Or have, like, a Triple H Band-Aid on his head, a la 2003. I could see that easily.
Okay.
Nothing for that callback? Okay.
No.
Okay. It was a good callback. He broke the throne.
He just doesn't remember. That's all. No one remembers that far back. How are you remembering all that shit?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Well, you are under 30, so I expect your memory to be better.
I have good memory.
Every Monday. Every fucking Monday.
And this Saturday.
Every Monday.
Oh, this is probably the last time you're invited on Saturday now.
this is the last time he's ever invited.
Hey.
So, I guess we can run through the card real quick. I think we can kind of discuss it as we go through. But I don't know. I do believe they're probably going to say something about Cody not being there on Monday, and I'm sure Roman and Rock will be there, and it'll probably be a brawl, probably ending the show with Seth, Cody, and all them. It's just really weird because you're associating Cody or Seth into this situation when his opponent has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
No, it probably should have been better. God, can you imagine if it was just would have been like Cody would have to fight these guys, but they'd have to have a mystery opponent and they wouldn't be announced until WrestleMania and it ended up being like MJF or his brother.
That'd be great.
Right? I mean, they didn't need to include Seth in it. They really didn't. You know, they should have kept him with the whole Drew shit, you know? Or maybe it was supposed to be Punk this whole time or something. It was supposed to be Punk and Cody.
Back and forth of what they were doing with what, if they had a backpedal. I don't really know. I could see them doing this whole thing as a swerve, and I know you talked about that this was the plan. This was the secondary plan since Punk got hurt.
Allegedly. I don't know for a fact or not, but. What about the, you know, I guess, God, why am I going back to Pac-Man?
That's me.
Yo, fuck it. Nubby, did you watch Raw?
I caught the highlights of it.
Pac-Man, you were at Raw.
I was. While we're on that subject, let's talk about the Survivor Series crowd.
They had $5 popcorns.
Did all of you catch some portion of Raw? Right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do it this way. I'm going to start with Pac-Man, go to Nubby, go to Dizzle J. Give me your thoughts on the CM Punk segment.
Fantastic.
Including Drew, including the shit was said. Like, was it all works? Was there some kind of shoot works in there? Like, some of the shit that went on between CM Punk and Seth seemed a little bit more intense than, you know, what I think a work would be.
Starting with me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, so with me being there, I can say that there is a lot of believability in what all three of those guys were doing. You really felt like all three of those guys genuinely don't like each other. And I mean, the little shots throughout the "you don't drink, you don't smoke, but yet you spend a hell of a lot of time in rehab" line. Great fucking line, by the way. You know, the Stan reference. I mean, Drew McIntyre right now has been killing it. And like, looking at the Seth and CM Punk portion of it, I mean, the tension between those two guys were palatable. I mean, it was like really intense. And you don't really see that a lot with WWE. Like, you really believe that these guys hate each other and, like, that they want to kick each other's asses.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean you don't see that in WWE?
Well, like, you know, you can kind of, like, to that level of intensity, I mean. You don't see that as often these days.
Okay. Okay. Is that it? You good?
That's it. I got it all.
All right, Nubby, what you got?
All right, so let me just start out by saying that my internet is being a joke this morning, so I may cut out, I may not.
Damn it, simp.
It's fine.
It has twice, so.
You're good, man.
So that was pretty much the only thing I really watched anyway. The realism is there for sure. Like, you can hear it in their voices.
Hold on.
Oh, what the fuck? It's not the thing I wanted to see today.
What is going on?
No, he's a nice guy. Simp's really cool.
Oh. I don't mind Simp. It's the idiot he was carrying around.
Well, he gave him a thumbs down.
I get that, but that's something I want to see.
He's been, like, wandering around with that thing throughout the streets of where I live.
All right, before I start to go off, seeing that asshole, and then I'm not talking about Simp. Simp's a good guy. I like him.
Well, it's confirmed now that Simp is not Dizzle J.
And I am not J-Beck.
He is not J-Beck. But Nubby is co-general manager of Rocket Pro Wrestling.
The only general manager that matters. So you can tell, like Pac-Man said, there is a lot of heat for real in real life, I'm sure. I don't know why Drew so much. I feel like Drew just keeps himself in real life, you know? But if he's got issues with Punk, well, all right, make it known, I guess. I don't know. I believe, like, that promo, like, that whole segment was fucking great. The best thing I've seen in a long time. I mean, anything with Punk and a live microphone, it works. I just like the fact that he's not swearing up a storm like he did in AEW. I think they do that way too much down there, but that's fine.
It was, it's goofy. Because somebody's echoing and it's bothering me, but it's not what I was trying to say.
Funny.
Jay, is that you?
I don't know how. I don't even know how to fix it. If it was me.
Whatever. I don't know. This is where we live in, folks. I'm not saying it's you, Jay. It could be you. I'm not saying it is.
Up on me for a second, so I don't know.
What?
You guys froze up on me there for a minute.
Yeah, so it's definitely you. It's weird when you mention that because, like, when The Rock's out there doing all his promos and everything, it seems like he's swearing a lot. And I know that there was some article put out there about how they're trying to tell Rock to kind of, like, rein in the shit he's doing. Pun intended. Get it, Roman Reign.
I see what you did there.
Thanks, it was intentional, and I even made it known. Jay, do me a favor. Mute your fucking thing for a minute.
How do I do that?
Yeah, I'll do it for you. Yeah. I've had practice.
Oh, who'd you do that to?
Okay, did the echo stop? Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's fucking definitely you. Okay. God, I almost removed it from the call.
He almost got packed.
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny? I can't unmute him.
Oh, shoot. I can't unmute him either.
Dizzle J, you got to figure out a way to unmute yourself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, use the
force.
Okay.
There we go. Yay! Welcome back.
Yeah, you're back, yeah. Oh, man. The power that I fucking wield without the responsibilities and knowing how to fix it. Anyways, I do know that during the promo, I think he said shit or something. They didn't mute out, like, one word, but I am glad that he didn't, you know, cuss as much. Because it also sucks that WWE has to blur out or mute every time the fans yell shit and holy shit. And I hate that, especially when there's a promo going on in between it. You kind of miss some of the shit. But it is goofy that, you know, obviously the shit that Drew's going through. I understand that he's upset that Seth isn't focusing on his match with him. He's focusing more on this bloodline garbage. I understand, like, where he's coming from on that. But they're almost turning Drew into, like, a whiner. You know, and I don't like that. I like heel Drew, and I like what he's doing. But it's almost becoming like, you know, like a toddler who's not getting attention at their own birthday party. Like, that's how he's coming across. I think that's kind of fucked up.
But it's kind of working because if you go back to when he was champion during the pandemic, that was probably one of the worst times to be a champion. And now with, you know, everything, you know, normal-ish, I guess, he wants to be a champion again and he wants to focus all on him. But his opponent, who's champion, is not focused on him. So I kind of get that. I get what you're saying. Yeah. You're making them a little whiny, but it's actually working.
Sure. All right, Jay, what you got? Any thoughts?
I agree. I think I don't like the whininess, but I like that he's keeping it relevant not only with Punk, but also with Rollins. But Rollins is not keeping it. Like, he's just going by him. Yeah. So, and I like that they're keeping Punk relevant, too. So I think that CM Punk, Drew McIntyre rivalry will probably be better than Rollins and Punk. Rollins and Punk go way back, so they're probably friends outside. And I think that's what makes those promos so much better. Like, I could talk all the shit in the world to you, and you know damn well that it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not good at it, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not bad at it either.
Well, I don't know. You just ended with it is what it is, but I mean, yeah, sure. You know who says that? People who don't have a good finisher.
You know who?
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know. But no, I think that does make sense. I think in reality, when you look behind the scenes, I don't think Punk and Seth really have the issues that they show they do. I mean, fuck. I mean, because of Punk, they. You know, Seth Rollins came into WWE with the Shield and shit.
Yep.
You know, if it wasn't for Punk, you know, who knows when Seth would have gotten into WWE? Who knows what storyline that would have ran to get him from, I think it was FCW at the time to WWE. Mm-hmm. Or I guess it was NXT at the time. To WWE. Yep. I mean, the course of Seth's entire career could have changed if it wasn't for CM Punk. I am curious to see how or what storyline they follow when Punk does come back. I think it's cool that he's staying relevant in the business. I also think it's kind of ironic that what he's doing right now is the same shit he bitched about back in 2014 about being hurt but still being on the road. But I don't know, maybe everything's different now compared to then. I don't like the fact that he's going into WrestleMania as a commentator. I thought it would have been really cool if he did end up being the special guest referee because he doesn't sway one way or another between the two. But I'm sure that's probably just for, like, safety precaution reasons and shit for his arm and everything. But to commentate one match on night two, it's just I think you probably could have got more out of CM Punk than that.
You could have got him on there. The entire. You can hear him. He's going to talk. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a liability with that arm doing anything else besides commentating.
Yeah.
This gripes.
Yeah. What about the stuff going on between Chad Gable and Sami Zayn? Anyone got an opinion on that?
I didn't see any of that.
No. Bobby, did you see any of that?
Aren't they, like, kind of fighting over who gets Gunther or something? Or
got it.
Or not.
Jay, when you're not talking, mute your fucking mic, man. I hear the echo. I kick people off of fucking live streams for less.
I remember.
Yeah. Mute your shit when you're not talking. I hate to yell at you and everything, but this is the world we live in. Shit's going on YouTube, pal. God. God, I'm just glad you're able to fucking pull your finger out of your ass long enough to flip me off with it. So, Pac-Man, do you know what was going on between Sami Zayn and Chad Gable?
So, essentially, Gable is playing the guy that, obviously, he's faced Gunther before, so he wants Sami Zayn to understand that this isn't going to be a normal fight, that he's going to have to do more if he wants to end the record Intercontinental Championship reign of Gunther. I mean, there was, what was it, 2 weeks ago where he said that he couldn't beat Gunther?
Yeah.
And then last week on Raw, I'm trying to remember, but basically he's got to focus on, because he wrestled Bronson Reed on that show, so he has to really focus on Bronson and get past him so he's as close to 100% as he can to face Gunther. But at the same time, Gunther came out on the ramp, distracted Sami, and that's how Bronson picked up the win. So Sami's not really listening. Well, he's trying to listen, but he's very, very focused on Gunther, but in a way that it could hinder him going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, they were talking a lot about how he needs to not only be physically focused, but mentally focused on Gunther. Don't know why you're saying it weird.
That's how they say it on commentary.
Gunther.
Is it? I thought it was Gunther. I've heard it said both ways.
Why don't you say Chet Gunderson?
Because it's Gunderson.
Gunther. The foreign guys say Gunther.
I'd rather go back to being Walter, in my opinion, but
Gunther. You mean Walter?
So Chad was talking to him about mostly trying to be more mentally focused on him because Walter, Gunther, whatever, tries to play the mind game with his opponents and everything. And it makes a lot of sense, you know, to have a guy like Chad Gable still be relevant because I think he has a lot to offer in the business. And the fact that he's kind of just like a novelty at this point really sucks. But to help him help Sami, you know, mentally prepare for Gunther and everything, I think is a pretty cool idea. So I'm sure we'll see something on Monday about it. And we'll see what Sami can do as far as WrestleMania. Let's do the predictions. We can start on that and then we can kind of run because we have so much time because none of us has anywhere to be after this because we all made plans to do this. We can just talk about the matchup.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I was waiting for fucking Simpleton to fucking walk back in.
Hey, Simp, we need you.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Never mind.
You know, when he came in, that's when all the problems started happening.
I realized that. Yeah, I didn't hear the echo until he showed up. So
I don't know if it was him or the Saint thing, but.
Simp, you're causing Dizzle J to echo. Stop it. I got you guys.
The 2024 Hall of Fame is an upcoming professional wrestling event produced by WWE that will feature the induction of the 25th class into the WWE Hall of Fame. The ceremony will take place on April 5th, 2024 at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the night preceding WrestleMania 40. It will be live streamed at 10 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the United States and WWE Network internationally immediately after the airing of WWE's regular Friday night program. SmackDown, Paul Heyman, or regular Friday night program, SmackDown. Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, the U.S. Express, with Wyndham and Rotunda, Muhammad Ali, and Thunderbolt Patterson are among the inductees. I don't think they're going to announce anyone else.
No, I think that's it.
Have they announced the Warrior Award winner?
No, I don't see it. I don't know. Do they even do that anymore?
I think they did it last. They inducted Jimmy Miranda last year, if I remember correctly.
It might be. If anything, let me double check that. I think it'll be this week then.
Let you double J check it.
I'm gonna check it.
I remember last year they announced it like the very last minute.
Yeah.
It's yeah!
Not important anymore. I think they need a referee induction.
Oh, no, it was Tim White.
Tim White was last year?
Tim White was last year.
I hate the fact that it's a Warrior Award, though. It should be a there should be a referee category. That's just my opinion.
Why? What?
Referees are important, damn it.
Yeah, I know, but what does the referee have to do with the Warrior Award?
Because the referee won last year.
Yeah, but
Tim White was a referee.
Yeah, but Tim White won it as, like, what the fuck is that called?
Like Mantarian.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah!
Hey,
well, they should have a referee category anyway.
Referees should be inducted into the Hall of Fame. That I'm not going to dispute. I'm not going to argue that because I agree with you. I think referees should be inducted. But I don't think they should be inducted in their own category like the celebrities and stuff. They should be inducted along with professional wrestlers and shit. I don't I don't think you need a referee hall. I think you just include them in.
Well, I don't mean a whole Hall of Fame for a referee.
But when I say hall, I mean like a different hallway inside the Hall of Fame. This metaphor.
If he should be included.
Yeah. Because I don't think Paul Heyman is being inducted into like a manager like Hall of Fame and shit like that. He's being inducted along with everyone else.
Listen to what I mean, not what I say. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Heard ya. The 2024 Hall of Fame is scheduled to be held on April 25th, as I said, in Pennsylvania, night before WrestleMania. It's scheduled to be live streamed 10 p.m. Eastern, so that's 9 p.m. Central for us. On March 4th, 2024, manager and former promoter Paul Heyman was announced as the first inductee. Vinny has proposed the induction to Heyman in the past, but he declined, arguing that he was an active worker. However, he accepted it in 2024 due to WrestleMania being taking place in Philadelphia, the home of the previous company, Extreme Championship Wrestling, the assets of which they acquired in 2003. The next day, WWE Chief Content Officer Triple H announced former WWF Women's Champion Bull Nakano as the second inductee. On March 8th, the U.S. Express was announced. March 11th, Muhammad Ali was announced. And March 13th, Thunderbolt Patterson was announced. As of right now, the only person that was announced the only person we know who is the inductor of the inductee is for Thunderbolt Patterson. That's going to be Scott Spears. And Muhammad Ali will be inducted by Lani Ali, and I believe that's his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Well, let's start top here. So we got Paul Heyman, former manager and commentator for the American Wrestling Association and World Championship Wrestling, owner and operator of the former ECW promotion, which was founded in Philadelphia, former on-screen general manager of WWE SmackDown, former color commentator of Monday Night Raw, and a manager of Brock Lesnar, Big Show, CM Punk, Rob Van Dam, Kurt Angle, Steve Austin, Rick Rude, Arn Anderson, Cesaro, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Roman Reigns, and the Bloodline, amongst others, holds the record for most world champions managed at 6. So let's start with we'll start with Pac-Man again. Fuck it. Pac-Man, Nubby, Dizzle J. Tell me, do you agree Heyman should be going in, yes or no? And why?
100% yes. I mean, his work throughout 30 years in the business speaks for itself. I mean, ECW revolutionized the independent scene. And, you know, a lot of the impacts of ECW are still felt today in the big super indie feds. With his managing career, I mean, he's up there with Bobby Heenan as greatest of all time. It's hard to really say which one is better than the other. But, I mean, his runs with Brock, his run with Roman right now, Dangerous Alliance back in WCW. I mean, all the Hall of Famers that he managed. I mean, his record speaks for itself.
Boom. Who's inducting him?
I don't think that's been announced yet.
It hasn't. I'm asking you, who do you think is inducting him?
CM Punk.
Nubby, should he be inducted now, yes or no? And who do you think is inducting him?
I think he could have been inducted 10 years ago, but I think he should be inducted now, or it could be 2 years from now. Who knows? But, yeah, he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest in the modern era. I can listen to him talk all day. He's one of the best managers I've seen. He's created a lot of, you know, stars, minus Curtis Axel, but sometimes you just can't turn chicken shit into chicken salad, but that's fine. Who should induct him? Well, that's a good question because there's quite a few that can't. CM Punk, I do agree with because it's CM Punk, and he could probably tell you everything about Paul Heyman from top to bottom. If anybody from ECW, it should be Tommy Dreamer. Or Bully Ray. Or Bubba Ray, whatever. If not, Steve Austin.
Maybe a good one, too. What about you, Dizzle J? Should he be inducted now, yes or no? And who do you think is inducting him?
Definitely, yes. Obviously, for reasons I already mentioned, I'm not going to go over everything again.
Yeah.
And I think Brock would be the cool choice, but have like him introduce Brock to induct himself. And I've also seen online where people said he should just induct himself. Because who's better on the stick than him?
Yeah. Well, was it the Hall of Fame that, I mean, I know there was a year that they didn't do the Hall of Fame because of the pandemic or whatever, but wasn't like the following year they did it, they didn't have inductors, they just had the guys come out on their own on the stage?
They did do that.
Yeah, they
played the
video package.
Yeah, like when the NWO and Eric Bischoff were inducted, like they didn't have anyone inducting them, they just kind of came out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is inducting Paul Heyman?
Brock.
You think Brock?
Yeah. They clearly saw those charges, so he's back on the roster.
Yeah. I'm siding with Nubby, and I think it might be Tommy Dreamer. I think of everyone in ECW. I think it has to be an ECW guy, especially since it's Philadelphia. You know, I think they're going to really press that part of it. Even though Punk would probably be a fantastic one, I think his history with, like, Tommy Dreamer, or like you said, even Bubba Ray, Bully Ray, I mean, RVD, he showed up on AEW, but I think Tommy Dreamer would probably be the best fit, and I think Tommy Dreamer would probably, I'm going to put Tommy Dreamer.
With TNA now, too, so Tommy Dreamer would be an easy get. If you can get What's-Her-Face the champion, you can get Dreamer, who's no longer their internet champion or whatever the hell he was.
I just watched the Royal Rumble last night again for the hell of it. At least I watched the women's and I watched part of the men's and everything, but yeah, I do hope they do more with TNA. Jay, fucking mute your mic when you're not talking.
Right, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, then fix the echo, bro. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't want to hear myself. You know, I don't want to hear Nubby twice. I don't want to hear Pac-Man at all. You know,
hey!
Fucking fix it. Figure out what you did last time we talked when it didn't echo and fix it. Yeah. It's like you're fucking new at this or something. Jesus. 7 years! 7 years, people! Anyways. Bull Nakano. One-time WWF Women's Champion, 1994 Slammy Award winner for Most Devastating, recognized as having won women's championships in Japan, Mexico, and the United States. Nubby, should she be inducted, yes or no, and who do you think would be inducting her?
Yes, she should be. She's one of the greatest women champions in the world. I'm surprised she wasn't years ago, but hey, it's fine. Who should induct her? Medusa. As a Lunder Blaze, of course. That was one of her best feuds in WWF anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. So in All Japan Wrestling, she's an AJW champion, a one-time champion, an AJW junior champion, All Pacific champion, a WWA World Singles champion, WWA World Tag Team champion three times, 1983 Rookie of the Year Decision Tournament, Japan Grand Prix winner, Tag League the Best. I don't know what the fuck that means. AJW Hall of Fame. Wrestling Observer New Leather Hall of Fame in 2001. WWF Women's Champion one time. Slam Award winner. And obviously the Hall of Fame now. And Consejo Mundial de Lucha Libre. CMLL World's Women's Champion one time over. So yeah, she debuted in 1983. Retired in 1997. So a brief wrestling career and everything. Jay, should she be inducted? Yes or no? Who should be inducting her?
Definitely inducted, and I agree with Nubby, Alundra Blaze, Medusa, because that's what comes to mind is those two fighting WWF at the time. And I mean, she always had that wild hair too, like Kid and Play. She's a badass.
Awesome. Mute yourself. Get away from me. Hold on a second. Wait, I think the echo's gone. Go ahead, come back. Come back, you idiot.
Back. Call the fuck on.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Is the echo gone?
Nubby, say something.
Something.
Pac-Man, shut up.
Okay.
Ah, fuck it. I got echoed again. Damn it. It was gone until fucking Pac-Man said something.
I jinxed it.
Yeah, you did. Hold on, I don't think I hear it with me. Nubby, say something again.
Something again.
Yeah, it's back. Mute yourself. Okay, Pac-Man, who should be inducted? Yes or no, should she be inducted, and who should induct her?
So I will admit she was a little before my time, but I am to a point familiar with the Medusa-Bull Nakano rivalry, and it's very easily she should be inducted by her biggest rival. And I would say given her record, yeah, she definitely deserves it.
Gotcha. Medusa makes sense. Her being inducted makes sense. But honestly, I think maybe they'd have her be inducted by maybe Asuka. You know, another Japanese-based professional wrestler who came over here. I mean, makes a little bit of sense. But Medusa does make more sense because of their history and everything. And I just don't know where WWE and Medusa are really at this point. I know that they kind of like, obviously they had a falling out. It looks like everything got back together. They kind of fell out again. Now they got back together. So I guess it really just depends on where they sit right now with her. But, yes, Medusa makes perfect sense, but I think Asuka might be able to induct her, too, and do a pretty good job at it.
Do you really want to hear Asuka talk?
Fuck yeah, I do. I love Asuka.
Have you ever stuff on YouTube?
When you... Say that again?
Asuka speaks perfect English.
Yeah, when she does interviews and stuff, she does pretty well. The stuff that she does in the ring and everything, that's just her being nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think Asuka would be a good idea. Anyways, Thunderbolt Patterson, I can honestly say I know nothing about this dude.
Never
heard of this dude. He was a fixture in various NWA territories from the 1960s through the 1980s, recognized as having won championships across North America. He debuted in 1964, retired in 1994. He's a member of the Cauliflower Alley Club, Championship Wrestling from Florida. He is an NWA Brass Knuckles Champion, NWA Florida Heavyweight Champion, NWA National Tag Team Champion, a CWA World Heavyweight Champion. He won the Lou Thesz Award in 2019, an NWA Georgia Tag Team Champion, an NWA Georgia Television Champion, an ICW. That's the International Championship Wrestling, not your fucking clown posse. United States Heavyweight Champion, the NWA United States Heavyweight Championship, the NWA Atlantic Coastal Tag Team Championship, the NWA American Tag Team Championship, NWA Brass Knuckles Championship, NWA Brass Knuckles Championship, WWA World Tag Team Championship. He was nominated and won the award for Worst on Interviews in 1985, and he'd be inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2024. Who's next? Jay, should he be inducted, yes or no? Who should be? Oh, we already know who's inducting, so it don't matter. But should he be inducted, yes or no?
Well, that's a long laundry list of things and reasons why, so yes. And who should do it? Fuck it. Billy Corgan, the new owner of NWA.
I already told you, we already know who's inducted, so we don't got to worry about it. It's going to be Scott Spears.
I don't know. Whatever.
Exactly. It should be Billy Corgan. Why not? Why the fuck not? Why not put him on WWE fucking TV? Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Pac-Man, what about you?
So, again, you know, a little before my time.
This wasn't a little. This was definitely before your time.
Way before my time.
It was before all of our times. 100%.
I've read up a little bit on him. Little bit I do know is he sort of changed the way that management deals with wrestlers in certain situations. And you know, he was a controversial figure in his time. But he's definitely worthy of Hall of Fame consideration.
Well, the one thing I do gotta say, like, when you look at accolades and what people have done and everything, look at Grandmaster Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Does Grandmaster Sexy deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because keep in mind, dude was a 26-time USWA heavyweight champion. So. Just saying, when you look at accolades, you gotta kind of keep that shit in consideration, so.
Well, he was the only one on the roster anyway.
True. Nubby, yes or no? Should Thunderbolt Patterson be inducted?
I guess just based on everything you listed. Yeah, he did a lot in his career. I just never heard of him, so I can't say for sure. But based off of that, why not?
It is goofy, though, because they do have, like, these legacy awards they give out. And this dude, who, again, nothing against him, all due respect to everything he's done, he's been inducted into the Hall of Fame. But Bruiser Brody is still just a legacy recipient, not an actual Hall of Fame inductee.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You know,
it's
so
like some of those in legacy ones should have been inducted into the Hall of Fame like that. Yeah. But, and if this guy should have been in the legacy, if anything, but whatever, yeah, but WWE does what they do.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that when I watch next Friday that they kind of describe his career more. Like, maybe get a better general understanding, but as of right now, I don't see him as an inductee. I just see him as, like, a legacy recipient. U.S. Express, two-time WAF Tag Team Champions, NWA United States Tag Team Champion, four times over. Pro Wrestling Illustrated ranked them the number 48 of the top 100 tag teams in 2003. Pac-Man, yes or no? Should they be inducted? Should they not? And who should induct them?
Now, a lot of these inductees, again, I'm just going to repeat myself, before my time. I'm not as familiar.
You really don't have to. You don't have to say that every single time.
Well, I think this is the last one I have to say it for, so we're good.
Yeah, was Muhammad Ali during your time?
Muhammad Ali, but I'm familiar with Muhammad Ali.
Okay, how are you not familiar with these guys? How are you not familiar with Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they deserve it. Bo Dallas. I was waiting to see when you were going to catch on.
Nubby. Oh, wait. Bo Dallas inducts them. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Nubby, should they be inducted, yes or no? And who should be inducting them?
Yes. And if not Bo Dallas, it should be somebody, again, that they had a great rivalry with. I just don't remember who their biggest rival was. But yes.
Definitely. The U.S. Express made their WWF wrestling debut in 1984 when they defeated the team of Muhammad, Saad, and Bobby Bass. In 1985, the U.S. Express beat the team known as the North-South Connection Adrian Adonis and Dick Murdoch for the WWF World Tag Team titles. They would hold the titles for 2 months before losing them to The Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff at Madison Square Garden. The U.S. Express became two-time tag team champions when they regained the titles from Volkoff and The Sheik. The second title win would also last about 2 months before they lost it to the Dream Team of Valentine and Brutus Beefcake. After BK rubbed Luscious Johnny V's lit cigar in Wyndham's eye, blinding him and getting the pin. The team broke up near the end of 85 when Barry Wyndham left the WWF to return to Florida. So, yeah, I guess, I mean, they don't really talk a lot about the people they had issues with, but... the American Express, after the conclusion of their feud with the Dream Team, returned to briefly left WWF. After a subsequent return, the team reunited, feuding with the Moondogs, the Hart Foundation, and the Islanders, whom the team faced their last match together in 1987. After Mike Rotunda left the WWF, Dan Spivey was replaced as Golden Boy Dan Spivey before he left the WWF as well. So, who did you say should induct him?
Bo Dallas or someone they feuded with.
Gotcha. Jay, unmute yourself and answer the question. Yes or no, and who should induct them?
Yes, and Dallas. I mean, I don't know who else they'll really have. I know Wyndham, I think, has a daughter out there in wrestling, but I'm not 100% sure.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, Barry Wyndham is a two-time inductee because he was previously inducted in 2012 as a member of the Four Horsemen. Mike Rotunda was also inducted as IRS. While he was the IRS, he was the three-time NWA World Television Champion and Mid-Atlantic and NWA Tag Team Champion. Keep in mind, guys, I mean, he could be inducted by the Million Dollar Man.
Well, why would he... Why would Ted DiBiase induct Wyndham, or Barry Wyndham, too?
You know, IRS. Just because. Why not?
It's got to be someone that has a connection with both.
I don't believe they should be inducted at all. I don't think this tag team deserves to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I don't. They were together for a very brief period, and they have very few accolades as a team. Separately, yeah, I'm glad that Wyndham went in with the Four Horsemen. They can induct him by himself. IRS, they already did it, but I don't see this tag team even being worthy enough to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Honestly, I don't want to sound like a dick, but I'm wondering if this is just happening just because Bray Wyatt did pass away and Rotunda just happens to be his dad. You know,
it could be a possibility.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, I mean, it's cool that they had this tag team, but they didn't do anything. You know, they're not the New Day or the Usos or the Hart Foundation. You know, they're just a tag team that went together. It's like putting them in gives a reason for the Body Donnas to be justified to be put in. It's no real difference. Last one, Muhammad Ali. Pac-Man, clearly this is during your time, so I'll just start with you regardless. Yes or no? Posthumously inducted, three-time world heavyweight boxing champion, Olympic gold medalist, competed in the War of the Worlds against Antonio Inoki, a match dubbed by WWE as MMA's first big fight, special guest referee in WrestleMania 1's main event, guest of honor in the Collision in Korea event, which if you haven't seen the Dark Side of the Ring Collision in Korea episode, I 100% go watch it because it's one of my favorite episodes of Dark Side of the Ring. But Pac-Man, yes or no?
100% yes. I mean, he made great contributions to wrestling in a time where you didn't necessarily seeing that interplay between the outside world and pro wrestling wasn't as commonplace. I mean, boxers obviously, you know, would come into wrestling a little more often than like celebrities and things like that. But Muhammad Ali, obviously, going up against Inoki was a big house. Refereeing the main event of WrestleMania 1. I mean, he 100% deserves it.
Navi?
So, at first I was going to say no. Because I don't like this idea of celebrities getting a wrestling Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he contributed more than I thought. I just didn't remember.
When I listed him, but when you spread it over 30 years and it's like it's here and there, but they're like big moments. When you list it out, like I did. You want to listen? That makes sense.
What?
When you list it out, it's understandable. Plus, you also got to keep in mind, this is the same fucking, Hall of Fame that Donovan did in, and he did much less than Muhammad Ali. Snoop Dogg's in there, Kid Rock is in there, Lemmy from Motorhead, still not in there, which I don't understand. He's made more music for Diddy than I think Kid Rock and Snoop Dogg did combined.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, Pete Rose is in there. Cyndi Lauper. Yeah, so.
Be in there.
I think she is.
No, she's never been inducted into the Hall of Fame, which is fucking wild.
Didn't she get inducted like 2 years ago or some shit? Look it up. I think that.
Cyndi Lauper is not in the WWE Hall of Fame.
I remember what the her fuck inducting did she... somebody.
Oh, did she induct Lou Albano or something?
She inducted Albano, yeah.
I know she was involved in WWE not too long ago, but I thought it was because she was inducted into it. Huh. Maybe it was good. Maybe she did induct Lou Albano and then.
I mean, what was it? Andy Kaufman. Andy Kaufman was long overdue for his contributions to Memphis.
Yeah.
Nope, she's not in the Hall of Fame.
What about you, Jay? Should he be inducted, yes or no?
Yes. I mean, again, you already listed the reasons, so...
Yes, I did. Anyway.
Yeah, you did, Travis.
You did, Travis.
But, I mean, ICP, I bring this up every year.
Oh, fuck.
They did wrestle, so...
Yes, they did. ICP does have a justifiable reason to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I will say yes. That's fine.
It's time. And they run their own promotion.
They do. And they wrestled in the ECW, ECW, and IIF. Yeah. So.
And believe Violent J was at an Elite Pro show. But it might have been after you.
I remember Corporal Robinson. That's the only Juggalo Championship Wrestling guy I remember.
Violent J showed up once, just one time.
But he's managing Yabo and somebody else.
And Ruffo.
Yeah, and NWA, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Because they were Juggalo Championship Wrestling tag champs a while back.
Yeah.
Crack open the Faygo. That's what we're saying.
I don't know what that means.
Because they drink the Juggalos drink a lot of Faygo. The only reason I know that is because
didn't need an explanation. I'm glad I didn't know what that meant.
You're welcome, and thanks Santino for informing me that was a thing.
Fuck Santino. And Chet.
Whoa. Oh wait, Gunderson.
Pick one. I don't care.
Well, I don't pick Gunderson.
Good for you. They could do more nominations or inductees. Maybe they do like one final one. I don't know. I know people are upset that Bray Wyatt's not being inducted.
Can I make an opinion on that?
Yes.
So I get it. He does deserve to be in, but he just passed away last year.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He does deserve it, but we don't need to put him in just because. We don't need to put him in the upcoming Hall of Fame.
No.
Just because he just died. You can wait. Build up to
him. The only I agree with you. He doesn't have to be put in immediately. I know the only argument people have about it is that I think Edge was put in the following year after he retired, and Eddie Guerrero was put in the following year after he passed away, and they're justifying it as like, well, if you did it for them, why not do it for Bray? And the thing is, like, nobody's saying that he doesn't deserve to be in it. He is a multiple-time champion, and he has done, in a brief career, has done so much to entertain fans. But like you said, it doesn't have to happen immediately, right now. You know, it doesn't have to. It's like, you know, especially with it being in Philadelphia, if you look at it realistically, if Bray goes in, Bray is the headliner of the Hall of Fame class. With it being in Philadelphia, allow Paul Heyman that moment. You know, there's always next year that he could go in, you know, and so, but honestly, they could still announce it next. You know, this coming Monday or Tuesday, and maybe he goes in the same Hall of Fame as his dad. You know, it's still a possibility, but it doesn't have to happen right now.
I'll just say, if Vince McMahon was still in charge, he'd probably be in the legacy because that's how much of an ass Vince is.
Oh, God, yeah. He would have his own Hall of Fame ceremony. And it'd probably be shitty. Boom! Okay. Anyways. Okay, NXT Stand and Deliver. The 2024 NXT Stand and Deliver is an upcoming professional wrestling event produced by WWE for its developmental brand NXT. It will be the fourth annual NXT Stand and Deliver event and will take place on the Saturday, April 6, 2024 at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The event will air via WWE's live streaming platform and will be held as part of the WrestleMania weekend, taking place in the same day as night one of WrestleMania with the special start time of 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. So that'd be 10:30 our time. Okay. So there's five matches and we're just going to do, we'll run through every match that's been booked. And if any get added between now and Saturday, we'll just do the predictions on that too. As I said, Stand Deliver, Night 1, Night 2 are three completely different things. So we have a potential to walk away with 3 points this weekend. So we'll start with Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. And let's go with let's start with Jay. Jay, do you want Trick or Hayes?
Want that Trick, man. Trick, I think he's on his way up. And the Hayes is a stepping stone.
Yeah. Nubby?
Hayes all the ways.
Pac-Man?
Whoop that Trick. What?
I'm going to go Trick Williams, too. But good for you guys for making it fun.
So, yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, after everything that happened between Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, Hayes calls and Trick the championship against Dragunov. And I think we talked about it. Actually, I can't remember if it was a Power Hour or if it was with Nubby on Monday. But Carmelo Hayes was already mentioned to be a SmackDown guy. And I think Carmelo over Hayes is kind of, Carmelo over Trick is another, like, is the final, like, hey, man, you know, I'm on my way out. You know, like, while, well, like, retired wrestlers are supposed to give back to the business, I think it's going to be very similar. Trick will pick up the win, Carmelo will go on to SmackDown, and I think that's the plan anyways. Let's see here. Oba Femi, current NXT North American champion, going up against Josh Briggs. I don't know why this is... Okay, so this is weird. So it's calling it a triple threat match for the NXT North American Championship. Oh, I'm sorry. Dijak's also in this. That's why I missed it. My bad. Oba Femi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs for the North American Championship. Nubby, let's go with you.
Dijak.
Pac-Man?
Obi. Oba.
Okay. I'm going Oba as well. Nubby, or not Nubby, Jay?
Dijak.
Yep. Singles match for the NXT Women's Championship. Valkyrie versus Perez. Pac-Man?
Perez.
I'm going to go Valkyria. I don't know why I keep saying Valkyrie. Valkyria. Jay?
Valkyria.
Nubby?
I think I'm going to go with Pac-Man over here. And
see. Wait, I'm not in the match. I'm retired.
I get to call myself a retired wrestler if I did a retired wrestler.
Yeah. If you got to run into a ring, gently kick somebody in the genitals, and then drop a stunner on them, and then drop the L-I-M-bo on them, you can also call yourself a retired wrestler.
I mean,
I did
go through a table, took a chair shot, endo stick.
In Pac-Man's defense, I did go to wrestling school back in 2008, and I joke about being a 14-year vet, so. Okay, NXT Tag Team Championship, Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker, who are known as what?
Wolf Dogs.
There we go. They are taking on the winners of the NXT Tag Team Tournament, which haven't finished up yet. It will finish up this week on NXT. It's going to either be the LWO or it's going to be the OC.
Mm.
So do you guys want to make the predictions for this one now, or do you want to wait, or what do you want to do?
I think it could be the tag team that'll come from behind. It's Pac-Man and Nubby. 24. Available on tpublic.com.
That's his final answer. That's what he's saying.
Oh. Well, it could be that team, too. Available on tpublic.com.
That's right. This is the 2021, though, so.
So you don't want to search Google for it?
Yeah, oh. I'd say wait.
So you guys want to hold off on doing the predictions on this one?
I'm going to say the other team, not the Wolf Dogs.
So whoever wins the tournament?
Yeah.
I'm going with the tournament.
I just hope everyone has fun.
So you don't want to put an answer down for this one?
I'll come back. I just want to see who wins the tourney.
So you're going to go with the tournament winners?
Well, it
could
change.
We'll answer this after the tournament. We'll answer it after the tournament. Okay. NXT Championship match. We got Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. I'm going to go D'Angelo. Jay?
Dragunov.
Nubby?
Dragunov.
Pac-Man?
D'Angelo. He's Italian. Gabagool.
Tony D'Angelo, he's from POW, right?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. All right. Yeah, we'll come back and do the tag tournament predictions. We'll do it on like Wednesday or something in the chat. And if they add any more, we'll include it. All right. So, WrestleMania, again, I only know a couple of these that are going to be night one, night two, but the other eight are still up in the air. But, fuck it. Let's go right here. That's fine. So, this is Stand and Deliver, and this is WrestleMania. Okay. So, let's go with the six-woman tag team match with Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi taking on Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. I'm going to go Belair, Cargo, and Naomi. Jay, who do you got?
Team Cargo.
Nubby?
Team Naomi.
Pac-Man?
Team Cargo.
They want to say Team Bianca because the other two went Cargo and Naomi. Huh?
I wasn't on the Wikipedia article yet. Team Bianca.
Too late.
Shit.
Yeah. Triple threat match for the WWE United States Championship. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens. Jay?
Orton.
Nubby?
Owens.
Pac-Man?
Owens.
I'm sticking with Logan Paul. I don't want to do it. I don't like the dude, but, you know, he's solid in the fucking ring, and I think he holds on to it. He does.
He's solid in the ring. He impresses me.
I hate that he's so good.
Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Nubby?
I'm going with Uso. Going with the baby face. Which is Jey.
Pac-Man?
Right?
Yes, it is Jey. Yes.
Okay.
Heel brother always wins brother versus brother matches, so I'm going with Jimmy.
You know,
not all true.
Not all true, yes.
Owen won at WrestleMania 10 and Matt Hardy won at WrestleMania 25.
When I went back and I watched the Royal Rumble from this past year last night, I totally forgot that Jimmy and Jey actually started out the Royal Rumble together. I went Jey. Jey, what do you got?
Jey.
Double J.
Hey, I know that guy. He's an LAM.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Pac-Man?
LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go LA Knight too. Jace?
LA Knight.
Nubby?
AJ Styles. I'll go different.
You don't have to pick different if you don't want to.
Maybe you want
to. I just think AJ will probably pull this one off because my prediction for LA Knight for later down the road is he'll be main eventing WrestleMania next year.
Yeah, his AJ's track record at WrestleMania actually isn't really that good, is it?
And why not put him over on LA Knight?
Right.
Just fucking everybody.
That does make sense. All right, what's that?
I could see it being a no contest to lead into bigger matches.
That's possible. You gotta keep in mind, they are going to France next month, so they gotta probably pull some of these stories over to that. Six-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. You have Judgment Day. What?
The hell's this idiot doing?
Who?
He looks like he's jerking off while he's talking to us.
Oh, Pac-Man? Yeah, he does that a lot.
Oh.
Ah, he has a phone and everything, too. Oh, he changed the screen.
It's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he changed the screen quickly.
I got a jittery leg.
Yeah, and he's like that fucking one dude off of Sons of Anarchy that they pick up from the jail.
Oh, the guy that does the Elvis impersonations? That's literally the only thing I know about that show.
No, they picked up some dude who embezzled some money, and when he gets nervous, he fucking, packs himself.
With what?
Exactly. All right, so Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa versus The Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth versus The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller versus The New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates. Whose turn is to go first? Mine? Yeah. I'm going to go DIY. Jey?
I'm going to go DIY, but I think something else is going to happen.
Okay. Nubby?
I'm going with New Catch Republic.
Okay. And Pac-Man?
Awesome Truth. What's up?
Hi. Singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. You got Gunther.
You got it. Good job, buddy.
Taking on Sami Zayn. Jey, who you got?
Gunther.
Nubby?
Gunther.
Pac-Man?
Sammy.
Yeah, I'm going Sammy too. Okay. Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Nubby?
Rhea Ripley.
Pac-Man.
Believe it or not, I'm going with Ripley. See what I did there? So, Ripley's Believe It or Not reference. Got you guys.
Solid. Clever.
Oh, I'm like a wordsmith. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going Becky. Jay?
Ripley. But I believe if this is on night one, this will probably be nice match of the night.
WWE Women's Championship match, Io Sky versus Bayley. Pac-Man?
Bayley.
I'm going to go Io. Jay?
Bayley.
Bobby?
Bayley.
Hey, Bayley.
Ooh.
I want to know. Will you be my gal? Bloodline, Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in a tag team match. If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match on night two. If Rock and Reigns wins, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. Fuck a duck. It's gotta be. I'm gonna go Bloodline. Okay.
Bloodline.
Nubby.
First things first, I predicted this match to happen months ago, but I'm going with Bloodline.
Well, that's understandable because if you know from past history of JFW, WWE steals our shit.
Yeah. I wouldn't say predict. I actually booked it. Because remember, we had a discussion about how it should be booked after everything was going on, and I said I would book it this way.
Yep.
Shitty booking on my...
You said you picked Bloodline?
Yeah. But Drew interference.
We built this city on Rock and Reigns.
So.
I think that's a song reference.
You nailed it. Singles match for the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Jay?
McIntyre.
Nubby?
McIntyre.
Pac-Man?
McIntyre, but Damian Priest fails his cash-in.
I think he's gonna nail the cash-in.
Do you wanna try doing an additional point for cash-in or not?
I'll go double or nothing on this one.
And we said no.
Oh, we said no? Okay. Yes. Well, I'm picking Seth to win, but I'm going to say that that Damian Priest cashes in on him and wins. So, but I'm going to go Seth to win the match.
Damian wins.
What's up?
I would say McIntyre wins and then Damian cashes in for the win.
I'm going to go the other way around because I believe they're going to have Damian and Seth have a feud so it could open up Drew McIntyre for CM Punk when he comes back.
I think Seth's going to disappear for a while. WrestleMania.
Give the fuck what you think.
You're the one asking our opinions, Travis.
Didn't ask that opinion, did I, Pac-Man?
Yeah, I don't know, Travis, did you?
Clearly not, since I just said I didn't.
Oh. Okay. I retract my statement.
I would.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns versus Cody for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Nubby?
So this one's tough because I can see them going longer with it, but I think it's Cody's time.
Pac-Man?
It's time for Cody to finish the story.
Yeah, I'm going Cody too. Jay?
Cody.
I hope it's Cody. I really do. I think it's Cody. And I think Cody defends it in France against The Rock.
That makes sense.
Fuck yeah, it would. But that's just my opinion, and I gave it to you without asking. See what I did there?
Mm. Oh, that was a callback.
WWE listens to our show, so.
WWE does listen to our show.
And if they don't listen to our show.
Yeah, bring back King of the Ring.
We brought it back a couple years back, remember?
We did. And they did Queen of the Ring because of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make it a one-night tournament.
Do that. Fuck yeah.
And don't bring back Tough Enough. I hate Tough Enough.
I think they did, though.
They did, like, a wish list version of it. But there, I think is tournament... tournament. See, you got me thinking tournament here. Tough Enough killed kayfabe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a commercial that happened during SmackDown last night. There's some show that John Cena is doing on some streaming service, and I can't remember what the fuck it is, that it seems like... It doesn't seem like it's... I just can't remember I can't remember the name of it. I can't remember where you can watch it. Maybe Apple TV or something like that, but it seems like they're bringing something back that's very relatable to what Tough Enough was and shit. So, or Nexus or whatever the other thing was.
I Cole did it. I liked that one. I didn't like the original Tough Enough.
I liked the one that Stone Cold hosted. I did like that one. What do you guys think surprise wise is going to happen at WrestleMania?
Brock.
Think Brock?
I think Brock challenges Gunther after Gunther wins.
The main event's going to be Avengers Endgame style with
for Brock. I don't know. What?
Oh yeah.
What did you say?
I think it's going to be like an Avengers Endgame style finish with the Bloodline, you know, being all over the place and a bunch of people that either Roman has pissed off over the past 4 years or people that he's defeated or, you know, Hall of Famers, legends, are going to try to come out and help Cody finish his story. It's going to be like Avengers Endgame up in that biatch. It's not a prediction. That's anything. A spoiler.
Offhand, this popped in my head. I say MJF, but I doubt it. But I'm going to put that out there. Just because if it does happen, I can be like, I did it.
But they did remove him from the AEW roster page, so.
That he did.
Yeah. I talked about that on the Power Hour.
I was there.
I think I talked about it at work. I told a dude Ryan at work that I think what they did is they took him off of it because they're gonna like they just took him off so people have the illusion that he's gonna be at WrestleMania and he won't be there. But I do think it would be cool if MJF does show up at WrestleMania. But if he shows up at WrestleMania, does he show up there to screw Cody out of the belt?
No, he shows up to help Cody. And then
so you get babyface MJF?
He left AEW as a babyface.
Yeah, I guess so.
Goldust will be part of it in some way.
I don't know if he's still contracted under AEW. I don't see that happening.
They could do like a deal between them because I mean, remember TNA WWE inducted Ric Flair with the Four Horsemen, and then in exchange they let Christian Cage come on one of their shows.
Well,
so they could do also, something similar.
That was TNA. This is AEW.
Doesn't take as many shots at WWE as AEW does.
They did have Jericho on Stone Cold's podcast, though.
They did.
Yeah.
Do that.
But yeah. That was like when things were, as much shit they were talking to each other, things weren't that bad, but it seems like now they think they're in competition. Well, Tony Khan does every time he sniffs a line, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I get that reference, allegedly.
For the crowd that AEW doesn't get, They should do everything they can to get publicity or publicity and shit. Couple rumors for WrestleMania. Stone Cold Steve Austin might show up. Do you guys believe that's going to happen, yes or no?
I could see it.
He might go to that.
Maybe. I don't know. Because he was at last year's, right?
The year Yeah, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan might be at WrestleMania.
Hope the fuck not.
He might go to that.
Drew McIntyre is supposedly wrestling WrestleMania without a contract. Interesting. I don't. I think MJF would be cool to have there, but we'll see. You guys doing that theater thing?
That Vito was talking about. Yeah. I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm not going to Wilmington.
Not to go cool to
the at that point.
Cool idea.
I helped promote it. I promoted it because it's Vito, but I don't think I'm gonna go.
No. I think it's awesome, and I hope he gets the crowd that he wants in order to get night two there and everything, but, yeah, that's not for me. I don't like being around people in general, so.
Yeah, you barely tolerate me.
I mean, it's another weekend for me of doing nothing, so I'm quite all right.
Yeah. JFW does not have a show Monday, so.
Not an April Fool's joke?
No show Monday. fucking A. So enjoy this. Listen to this. Is there anything else wrestling related you guys want to talk about?
That's all I got.
I got nothing.
Hey, I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's a show WrestleMania. Have you guys heard of anything about it?
The hate.
Don't you have an announcement about an announcement that you can announce?
That I never announced?
Yeah.
Chuck Gunderson on the Lovely Intoxicated podcast next week. And when we talk about the spring break card, as well as having an appearance from Danny, who has been, who's told me that he needs to address me regarding the LIM title situation that him and I have. Next week.
Is it next week or the following week?
It's next week.
Yeah. Who's on the Power Hour next week?
Oh, shoot. Good question.
It's his fucking show, for God's sakes.
You were on the episode.
Know. I honestly forgot. That was earlier this week.
Travis was on it.
It was, hold on a second. Don't say it. I think I do know.
No. It's the Chicago
Knockouts. Shut the fuck up, Pac-Man.
I got it. It's the Chicago Knockouts.
Yeah, it is. That's the Roller Derby shit. Which I was invited to go to the April 20th one, but there's an SCW show, so I won't be there. So, hey. Well, we got through it. Between my fucking lostness at the beginning, Dizzle J's fucking echoes, Nubby's internet connection, and Pac-Man won't just be in him.
Yeah.
We survived. We got through it.
And all we got, all we got were these awesome Nubby Pac-Man 24 t-shirts, which you can buy on tpublic.com.
Yeah, you can buy those over there. I'm surprised that your friends aren't buying your shirts, Nubby. Pac-Man, either one of you?
Simp, buy my shirt, you bastard. I told him.
I can't even get my friends to come to the shows, let alone buy a shirt.
Right? Who doesn't want a shirt that says Nubby on it?
I mean, and I have no problem calling people out because they don't listen to this show anyway. I have a family member who's a big wrestling fan, has gone to Ring of Honor, AAW, wears all the shirts, yet doesn't come to my show. But he'll say congratulations on your title win.
Dicks. The dicks. Yes, you can get the Nubby Pac-Man 2024 shirt as well as the Travesty Dizzle J 2024 shirt, both of them over at tpublic.com. Just go to TEEPVLIC.com, search JFW or FreakNet. They're right there and buy them up. Why the fuck not? So, guys, I do appreciate you all coming together and doing this. For what it was fun.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we saw you.
From now on, if I do this show with him, I want his hands here at all times.
It'll be
like Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hand. The cars, they go really fast around the track.
Guys, make sure you catch our show wherever you listen to audio. Just search JFW Podcast and Just Freak Wrestling. Make sure you subscribe, and if they ask you to, give us a rating, give us a review, because it does help us out. If you want to watch the video podcast of it, it is available over on YouTube. Just search JFW Podcast or Just Freak Wrestling. Make sure you do subscribe over there too, and hit the notification bell. Shout out to Peterson, by the way, from the Workhorse, is claiming that me saying fuck that kid on the last episode is the quote of the week in reference to who's that? Who's the idiot?
Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan Toretto, whatever the fuck it is. Or no,
Marcellus Ruiz.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Either way, fuck that kid. Quote of the year. So thanks, Peterson. I appreciate you, dopey mouth breather.
Wade Evans enjoyed it as well.
I saw Wade Evans outside of the Mr. Bill Classic. And you know what? He is a fan of the show, too. Like I said, yeah, what are you talking about? There's only one left. The one who fucking flexed up biceps and there ain't shit there. But, hey, you know what? Live that dream, brother. Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else wrestling-related. We don't have any shows coming up, which is why we're taking next week off.
I think Powell has a show next week, but they don't
help us out, so... yeah, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Guys, that's all I got.
I believe.
We can.
Ring the bell.
You're supposed to say the rest of the camera.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Wait, I told you to do the outro.
Who'd you
all tell? Right, let's try this.
I can't put on your screen where I'm at. I told Nubby to do the outro.
When?
At the beginning, when I took second billing. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's do this again.
In my mind, that's exactly what would happen.
I imagined it, but...
I'm just going to fuck it up.
And, well, it's not being edited out, so this is us.
It's in the ether now.
That's all I got.
I believe
we can
ring the bell on this episode.
Imperfect. As always, I am Travesty.
I'm Dizzle J.
And I am Nubby the Amazing Turtle, Cowabunga.
And I am your LIM beer drinking champion, Pac-Man. Stay lovely. Stay intoxicated.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freak Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.